Hi guys, so I'm back with another audio. Happy New Year. I'm sorry I didn't record this a few days earlier, but this year was really weird. I'm gonna tell you guys why, because normally when the ball drops at midnight, I get so many text messages, so many calls. This year only maybe like two or three of my friends say Happy New Year to me. The other ones didn't hear from. And then, you know, of course y'all know I had to block a few people, so I didn't expect to hear from them anyway. But it was just a different, going into the new year felt different, and it felt weird this year. I don't know, but I've learned a lot. I feel like last year I was so feeling like I needed to have people around me to be complete, feeling like I had to have a boyfriend because I wanted some companionship or some attention. So I felt like I was literally just going out of my way because I felt like I needed somebody to give me some, to complete me, and I needed friends, I needed all these things because I wasn't fulfilled and I wasn't feeling good about myself, and my depression was kicking back in, my anxiety had gotten bad. But one thing I've learned, especially now that we're in a new year, is this year I'm just focusing on myself. This whole entire year is going to be Sherelle focusing on Sherelle. I am not out here looking for a relationship. I'm not worried about friendships. Like, that's the biggest mistake I think I made last year, was so busy searching for love or feeling like I needed companionship, and then having my friends tell me, you're just lonely, you need a companionship, you need, it's nothing wrong with that, and like everybody getting in my head, me dealing with people who weren't good for me. Like, I did so many things last year that I look at myself now like, Sherelle, what were you thinking? Being all on these dating apps, you know, it meeting, connecting with the wrong people. Like, I just have learned that, so what if I don't have 1,000 friends texting me or around me? So what if I don't have a man? Like, none of that matters to me. This year, my biggest goal, you guys, is really just to focus solely on my career. I want to get my TikTok following up. I want to get my YouTube where I want it to be. And I just want to focus on being completely happy with myself, y'all. I don't want to worry about another man. I don't want to worry about nothing that doesn't matter. My focus is my daughter, my family, and my friends that I do have, you know. I just feel like for a minute I fell off my pedestal and I forgot about who I was and what I stood for. And, you know, that's one of the worst feelings in the world if you ask me. I literally don't even know how I got in the situation that I got in, but I'm just content. You know, I feel like for me, when it comes to relationships now, I'm viewing them differently. If I'm supposed to be with somebody, I don't want to rush into a relationship. I'm not rushing to be with nobody. Like, if I meet somebody and I connect and we like each other, cool. But I'm not rushing to be with them. I want to be friends for like a really long time before I jump into a relationship with anybody. That's the one thing I've learned this year, is that I don't want to rush into any kind of relationship. Like, one of my friends who actually liked me had texted me yesterday, like, what are you doing? And all this, he was asking me questions. And I just told him, like, he's like, oh, we'll see what happens in 2023. I guess he was trying to see if me and him end up together. And I was just like, I'm not even focused on that. I just told him straight up, like, I'm not focused on that no more. Like, I told him, if it's meant to be, it'll be. We ain't got to force it, it'll connect. I'm no longer forcing myself to feel like I need to be with somebody. Like, at the end of last year, I was actually talking to somebody and it was getting serious. And I cut ties with that person because nothing felt right. I felt like it was rushed. I felt like them asking me to be with them didn't feel good. You know, it was like, okay, you're asking me to be with you, but you're asking me to be with you for like all the wrong reasons. It just, none of it felt right. So I was just like, no, I can't do that. You know, it just felt like I'm with this person, but I'm with them for the wrong reasons, you know? And sometimes it's like that, like, you'll be with people and it just won't be for the right reasons. So that's why I chose to just cut ties with certain people, because I just felt like in my mind, it wasn't meant to be. You know? So yeah, you guys, I've just been kind of just trying to figure it out. But I do feel like a lot of us, especially women, we get lonely, we get sad, and we just feel like we have to have a man to be complete when that's just not reality. And that's how I was starting to feel, and I could feel it because it was like, oh my God, I haven't found nobody. You know, I wanted that companionship. I would see people like looking at my friends who are happily married and all these things, and I wanted that. So, but now, today, and just really being in a new year, I'm just like, you know what? No. Sorry, y'all. But I just want to focus on myself. You know, that's what this new year is about. It's just focusing on myself and the things that make me happy, you know? I don't want to be in any situations that don't make me feel good. I don't want to be in any situations that feel like they're forced or fake friendships, you know? I feel like so much of last year I spent going through a healing process, healing, and then getting sucked back into past trauma because I was triggered by things around me. And it was just a lot going on and, you know, I just kind of felt like it was not much I really could do. And I was super emotional and I had a lot of feelings and stuff I was weighing on my sleeve. You know, when I look back at that, I'm just kind of like, I've been through a lot, y'all. But I'm grateful to still be here. I'm grateful to still have life. I love my life. When I wake up in the morning, I love the life I have. And that's the biggest issue. Taraji P. Henson, she's a famous actress, did an interview and she said she hadn't been happy in a long time. And she said, I have not been happy in so long. She said, I'm going to Bali and I'm going to go there for a few weeks and just be alone to myself. She said, I've learned that I can't find happiness in my friends. I can't find happiness in a man. I can't find happiness in my mom. I have to find happiness in myself. And that interview she did with Angie Martinez spoke volumes to me because last year, that's what I was doing. I was really literally just trying to seek happiness in men and seek happiness in outside things because I felt like I didn't want to be alone. And I have spells where I felt lonely and all these other kind of emotions that was just going through me, y'all. But I have really learned, like, I have to put myself first. I have to continue to love myself, continue to heal myself. And focus on yourself. The biggest thing I've learned is focus on yourself. Stop worrying about all these outside things. Stop worrying about if you don't have friends or if you don't have a man or whatever the case may be. Like, at this point, I'm just like, who cares? You know? But I do want 2023 to be the year where I'm never going to be home, y'all. I'm going to be real with y'all. Like, I'm always going to be out doing something. I'm going to always be on the go. I told my mom that. I told my friends that. Like, I will spend this whole year on the weekends. I'm not going to be in the house. I normally spend all my weekends in the house. Like, nope. When Saturdays come, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to grab my daughter. We're going to go get ice cream. I'm going to take her to, like, even if I just go to Walmart, Target, no matter where I go. But I refuse. We can go to the bookstore. I'm always just going to be on the go. Because one thing I learned is that sitting in the house, people don't realize it's the most unhealthy thing you can do. You should never want to just sit up in your house and not go nowhere. That's how depression starts. A lot of it really does. Like, when I was, like, on the go all the time and I was always with my friends before my friends got married before we had kids, we would be gone somewhere every weekend. I wouldn't even come home sometimes. He'd be gone Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, I was just always on the go, but I was happier back then. I was very, very happier back then because I was never home. I didn't allow the inside of the house to affect me. I was never home, y'all. I was always on the go. And I'm going to tell you, it felt good because back then, I don't recall being as depressed as I am now or sad as I am now or have dealing with anxiety as much as I do now because I was never home to feel it. When you are always on the go and you're doing something, you don't have time to think about it. And my therapist was always on me about, Sherelle, get out the house, go places. And I never would do it. I would just sit up in the house and be like, oh, I'm okay. But I'm realizing, like, nope. Like, this weekend coming up, y'all, I go back to work Tuesday. Saturday, I'm not going to be in the house. I'm just not. When Saturday get here, I'm going somewhere. I'm going to enjoy my day, you know? And that's just what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start just being on the go. When the weekends come, I'm going to just grab my daughter and we're just going to be going somewhere. If I don't have to go to the grocery store, because I think this Saturday coming up, I got to go to the grocery store, y'all. So if that's the case, then I probably will go to the grocery store that morning and then come back and get my daughter that afternoon. Come back, get my daughter, and then we go somewhere. But I just feel like I went grocery shopping actually last Tuesday, which is crazy. I went there last Tuesday, whatever. But and my mom actually went behind me yesterday, so I shouldn't have to get much. But yeah, but it's a lesson learned, y'all. Like, life teaches you stuff, and it's like, I'm not gonna sit up in this house and be depressed and crying and worrying about stuff. Like, one thing I want to teach y'all and I want to show y'all, because I learned this in therapy, and also because I'm going through it and I've been through it. We just got to get out the house. Anybody deal with mental health, just know you got to get out the house. Know that getting out the house will make you feel so much better. Not only that, another thing I want to show y'all is just don't stress so much about a relationship. Don't worry so much about having a bunch of friends around you. You got to understand that God is your friend. When everybody in this world forsakes you, when everybody leaves you, and I know some of y'all listening may not believe in God, and that's totally fine. I don't want to knock nobody's religion. I'm not judging nobody who don't believe in God. That's perfectly fine. You can find other ways to get through it. But for anyone that does believe in God, I just want to say, like, pray to God. Know that God got you. Know that if you lost some friends or you lost a boyfriend or whoever last year, know that this year it's going to get better for you. God got something in store for you. Just know that. Hang on to that. You know, put God first. Just know it's going to get better. Y'all got to realize that when God takes people out of our lives, it's for a reason. And a lot of people that got taken out of our lives, we saw the red flags, but we would never take them out of our lives, right? We would always forgive and forgive. But God took, like, a lot of people out of my life last year. My best friend passed away in August, which broke me down. I lost him last year. Another friend I had that I thought was cool with, who I've talked to about everything, pretty much turned out not to be who I thought they were, so I blocked them. The list goes on, y'all. But at the end of the day, I'm learning that when God takes people out your life, He gonna bring some good people back into your life. Believe it or not, like, the people He takes out, He gonna replace them with good people. Just pray. If you don't have a lot of friends, pray about it, y'all. Pray that you make friends. Pray that your life get better. Just continue to do you. And go places. Like, the biggest thing my mom used to always tell me last year is, like, Sherelle, get out the house. Get out the house. She was like, you need to get out the house. And I never would listen to her. But I'm like, nope, for now, that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna be not in the house. Like, this Saturday, I probably will go take my daughter somewhere. I probably would take her either to get ice cream, because she's been telling me she wants Sweet Frog. So I'll probably take her to get Sweet Frog. I really want to go to Marshall's. I've been dying to go to Marshall's or, like, Burlington or something. So I probably will do that. But yeah, I don't even care if I just get out the house to go for a drive. I'm just telling myself, Sherelle, you will not be in the house on weekends. You will just not do it. Like, some days I will, because it's relaxation day. But for the most part, like, I will not sit up in this house. I will always be on the go. Because I just remember in one of my past relationships, too, it was long distance. Me and that person, we see each other every 1 weekend. He would come to my house. Next weekend, I would go to his house. But I was never home. And because I was always gone on those weekends, I just remember being more happier. Because I wasn't home, I was always doing something. And the point is that you have to always be doing something. Always be, you know, getting into something. You know, just remember, like, don't just sit around or, you know. You know, don't just sit around and don't do nothing, or sit around and just think that it's going to get easier if you just sit there. Like, no, get out the house. Go do something, y'all. Like, please do. Because you will feel so much better when you get out the house, y'all. I'm telling you. You will feel so much better when you are not sitting in your house and worrying about stuff. Like, that's where we go wrong as human beings and as people. Like, we sit up in our house and we don't want to leave. But I know it's easier said than done. Trust me, I know. But try to figure it out, y'all. And just the biggest thing, too, that I've learned is that we can't put everything into another person. The biggest mistake I think we make as human beings is that, especially, you know, when we're dealing with mental health issues and we have depression or anxiety, we put so much of ourselves into another person. And we're putting the weight on that person to try to make us happy and try to make us feel good and, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's like, we got to stop doing that, because another person cannot fulfill shoes. Another person cannot make you happy. You have to make yourself happy. Like my therapist told me one day, Sherelle, you got to be happy sitting on the couch by yourself, sitting alone watching a movie with nobody around you. That's what happiness looks like, not having a bunch of people always around you. We're not there yet, Saint. We're getting there. I'm going to call you when we're there. So. Huh? Where was your grandma at? Did you see her before she left? What'd she say? Oh. So. Okay. So. Sorry, y'all. My daughter was asking me a question about church, but. Yeah, so. I just learned that you gotta find that happiness within yourself, y'all. Just don't put it into other people as much. Like, that's like the biggest mistakes I think that we make as human beings, is like putting all our happiness into another person. That's like the biggest mistake you can make. I wonder if I should make coffee this morning for myself, y'all. I got an iced coffee maker, but I don't feel like pulling it out, y'all. Because last time the iced coffee was so strong. I'm talking about that coffee was strong, y'all. Yeah. Anyway, y'all, my daughter actually loves coffee, and my grandma started giving it to her, and now she's like loves coffee. But what I do is we put a lot of milk in it, so she thinks that she's drinking all this coffee, but she's really just drinking milk. Because yeah, I don't believe in giving coffee to like kids too young, because it's not good. But anyway, so I'm trying to make some stuff now. That's why I was asking, should I make myself some iced coffee? But last time I made iced coffee, I think it was like, it made so much. And then I didn't really want it. And then I had to fix the flavoring in my coffee. It was a mess, y'all. I tried to add like, you know, syrup in it, and the syrup didn't even taste right. So I was like, this is infuriating. It was nasty. But anyway, y'all. Getting back on track. I think I'm gonna make myself some coffee this morning. I'm not really hungry, but I do want some coffee. All right, anyway, sorry y'all, back on track. But yeah, so I'm going through all this stuff, you guys, and yeah, I think the biggest thing is we just got to start putting that love and putting to other people into ourselves. Like, start loving yourself, start putting yourself first, you know. So it's just putting that love into yourself, you know. That's what I've learned. That's the biggest thing that I've learned, y'all. And the thing is, for me, for real, I wouldn't even mind just having a good guy friend, like a guy friend that turned into a best friend. That would be the coolest thing for me right now. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like, instead of me having a guy friend that likes me, I wouldn't mind having a guy friend that I could just chill with and hang out with, text and talk on the phone, who would be like my best friend. And we'd just be chilling and hanging out and doing stuff together. Like, that's something I want. Like, I was actually on somebody's profile last night, and they was like, I'm looking for a best friend. And I was like, well, dang, that'd be cool, you know, because I would honestly love a best friend. I don't really care for, like, a relationship, but I would love a best friend that I could just talk to about any and everything and just chill with. That'd be so cool. But so, I don't know, but I don't want y'all to be like, she's still on dating apps. I still have them on my phone, yes, but I'm not really using them, to be honest with y'all. It's just like, I'm on the app and I'm not on the app, if that makes sense, because, to be honest, I haven't really connected with nobody, and I don't really care. I'm not rushing to connect with nobody, so I'm good. I'm cool either way. I'm not stressing about these things no more, y'all. I just want to focus on myself, like I told y'all. So that's really my only thing right now. Focus on myself, love myself, you know. I don't know what's next. I can't really tell y'all what's next or what's going to happen. But, and I also want to let you guys know. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to get this coffee thing fixed, but, one thing I want to let you guys know, too, is that, you know, just find happiness in the little things, y'all. Just find happiness. That's all you really can do, you know? Don't worry and stress so much. Like, I'm not even going to sit here and lie to y'all. I really want to start my own business this year, do something different, you know? That's just where I'm at. But I really want to get into TikTok even more than what I'm already into it. Like, I want to at least have, like, my goal for TikTok, y'all, I want to get to 1,000 followers on TikTok this year. So, keep me in your prayers that that happens, y'all. I think I can make it happen, but I just have to keep going. I'll let y'all know how that works out for me, though. But I really want, that many followers on my TikTok. So, we'll see. Oh, my God. Do y'all know? Does anybody else realize when we go to the grocery store that the milk be going bad so easy? The milk go bad so quick. I don't drink regular milk, y'all. I only drink almond milk. But my dad and my daughter drink regular milk. And it always goes bad so quick. And then start to have, like, I don't know what it is. And then my aunt. It's almost done, Stank. I'm going to call you. Hold on. So, and then, like, my aunt was saying that when she buy milk, she was like, that's why she don't buy, like, a big jug. Because she was like, for some reason, you know, she was like, her milk kept going bad so quick. And then other people I asked said the same thing. Like, their milk keep going bad so quick. So, I'm like, oh, my God. It's so crazy, y'all. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't really deal with that being that I drink almond milk, but yeah, that was like, yeah, a disaster. So yeah, I think I'm making some coffee this morning, y'all. I need to, like, get dressed in a minute and take me a shower. So that's probably what I'll do once my daughter get her food, because my daughter has not ate yet. So once I get her food to her, I'm going to take me a quick little shower. And, yeah. Y'all, I'm like the worst person to cough up in here. But, yeah, so I'm just focusing on a lot of things this year, y'all. Like, I'm going to try to do, like, I've learned, like, I'm not even going to lie. The other day, I was like, man, I was like, I don't even want to do TikTok. I was like, I want to take a break from TikTok. But, and I was like, no, if I'm trying to get to all the followers that I want to have, I have to TikTok pretty much every day to keep getting views on my videos and everything. So, I'm just finding new stuff to TikTok about. Like, you know, y'all, I got bad news too. My decals actually expired yesterday, and I did not know because DMV never sent me nothing in the mail. So then, out of nowhere, you guys, this is crazy, but out of nowhere, I actually got an email last night, and I didn't see it in my emails, but DMV had emailed me in November to say my decals need to be updated in December. I didn't never get the email, see the email, until I went through my phone last night. I thought that maybe, you know, that, you know, something had happened or whatever, and they just never, because for some, I will tell y'all something, our neighbor sometimes gets our mail by mistake. And then he'll bring it over to us. But I told my mom maybe he never bought it. But I think that DMV just sent me that email and I didn't see it. So I kind of don't want to drive my car because I had to pay online last night to get my decals to come in the mail. So hopefully my decals will be here by today is what? Sunday. Hopefully they'll be here by Tuesday or Wednesday. So I don't want to drive far until I get my decals on my car because I don't want to get a ticket. So the only place I want to go to is to take my daughter to school and then come back home because the school's on the back road. But I don't want to actually, you know, get pulled by no cop and get a ticket for that. But I do have like proof in my car that I receipt and I have like the temporary ones to protect me. But that's not the point, y'all. I still don't want to get a ticket. So I'm not really going to be driving that many places until I get a ticket. Like, I might take my mom's car in the morning. I don't know yet because I don't want to get... My mom is off tomorrow, y'all. I might take her car. I don't know. Until this situation is squared away because I don't want to get a ticket, y'all. So I might take my mom's car tomorrow to take my daughter to school. Because I don't want to get in, like, you know, or either I'm gonna have to take, if her don't take her car, I gotta take my dad's truck. I hope my dad did not drive my car to church because I literally don't have good decals and he's gonna get a speeding ticket. And I don't see my car, so my dad must have drove it. I don't know why he drove my car to church, knowing that my decals have expired. And if a cop pulls him, they're gonna be like, I'm gonna get a ticket. I don't know why he would drive my car, trying not to drive it at all. And I don't see my car in the driveway. I'm like, why would he drive my car knowing that my decals are expired? Yeah, and the way he goes to church, cops be out there sometimes. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm not getting no ticket because my record is clean right now. I'm not trying to get no ticket for driving, you know? I don't know why he would drive my car to church knowing that the decals are not good on it. Yeah.